This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
You have children, I have children. The worst way to wake up is...
That is alarming, and I retract my statement. That is the worst sound.
Thanks for pressing play on the River Morning Show weekly podcast. You and I need a little heart-to-heart. I just want to clarify something without the boys in the room. Josh and Chad are always making fun of the fact that I don't do my laundry. They call me gross and stinky, and I am here to make it fully known that I am. Yeah, I'm pretty gross. Laundry is not my thing. And as long as it passes the sniff test, for the most part, you're fine. You're good, right? This is Defend Your Case with Judge Hannah.
All rise for the Honorable Hannah presiding. Now
Thank
sit
you.
Down.
If you're driving, especially, it's not safe to stand while you're driving.
Here are the rules of the game. Josh and Chad will be given a random topic by yours truly, and I will assign if they are for or against said topic.
I know why you like playing this game, because you get to tell us what to do.
Control, I love it.
She gets to be all judgy.
And then you will each have 0.03 seconds to come up with your compelling argument for that side. Today's topic, the superior pizza shape.
Yeah. Shape of the pizza or shape of the slice?
Let's go.
Shape of the slice.
Okay, okay.
So, Chad, you are team triangle cut pizza?
Obviously, because it's superior.
Well, we'll find out. Josh, you are team square cut pizza?
I'm going to do my best.
Court is in session.
Yeah.
Chad, you have the floor first.
All right. First of all, triangle cut pizza. It's the only food with built-in handles. You know where to pick it up every single time. There's no guessing. Where's the edge that I have to hold it from? No, it's you know. Unless you're a psychopath. Folding it in half is a possibility from a triangle cut pizza. It keeps those pepperonis and sausages from escaping.
Oh.
Or if it gets too floppy, you can fold it in half. Fold it in half, no more floppy. It doesn't make you look like a crazy person. Cheese conspiracy.
Okay.
If you cut your pizzas in squares, technically the shop doesn't have to put as much cheese on it. So they're going to encourage you.
How do you even prove that?
Okay, that's a whole different topic for another day. It's a conspiracy on the internet. Okay. And then lastly, geometry trauma.
Oh.
Suddenly, we're supposed to go back to high school, and it's a mathematical challenge trying to figure out squares and triangles. It's a simple meal.
Chad, do you rest,
I rest my case, obviously.
This is Defend Your Case with Judge Hannah.
That was a trip.
I ran out of things.
Superior pizza shape. Josh, you are team square cut pizza.
Yeah.
You have the floor.
Thank you. First of all, square cut pizza is more artsy than triangle pizza.
Okay.
Right angles are nice. Circle pepperoni and banana peppers, square pizza pieces. You could hang it on a wall and people would call it art. Quite a contrast. Next, there's more pieces that way. And when you have a family of six like I do, you need to stretch that pizza further. And so you can say, all right, your customary four pieces, you bottomless pits, and you get more out of the square cut pizza
it's
than
a
you
lie.
Do.
It's a, I of, object.
Of, you can, you've not been at my house. Next, and lastly,
it's
square
not
pizza.
More, it's the same amount.
Square pizza is the only shape of pizza cuts that has its own theme song.
Don't think that's what they're talking about.
Was this outside evidence approved by the court?
I did not have access to this 5 minutes ago.
Since when do you have to approve the evidence? There it is. They've been singing it for 30
years.
They
did not submit this to discovery.
But that's what I was thinking. Do you rest your case,
I
Josh?
Rest my case, and I'm also jamming over here. This is fun. I like it.
We're running out of dough.
In today's Defend Your Case with Judge Hannah, the verdict is in.
Yeah,
that was fast.
The winner of this court case goes to Team Triangle Cut Pizza.
You are so wrong! Yeah.
Because anytime you say your pizza has a handle, I have to go for it.
Now, the rule is you're supposed to wait 1 hour before you do this.
and it's not swimming after eating. Oh. You couldn't stop me from doing that. Apparently, you're supposed to wait 1 hour before you drink coffee in the morning.
Nope.
So it can help you have energy throughout the day.
No.
A little crazy.
I don't know if I'm for that one. I don't think I can do that. But Nancy, you have some thoughts?
I had heard that if you drink water first, like drink a bottle of water first, that's supposed to be better for you as well, because then you're not getting all of that caffeine at one point as well, I guess. So
yeah, don't love that.
Just FYI for you coffee lovers like myself.
First, we're supposed to not have coffee for an entire hour, and then we're supposed to do this first.
Ugh. Drink some water first, and then feel free to have your coffee.
That is insanity, but thank you for sharing.
All right, thanks, guys. God bless. Have a great day.
You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your nickname.
Oh,
that's a fact of life that is rough.
Pick your nose, though.
You can, though.
I wasn't prepared for the permission for that, and I don't think I want it.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to embrace the nickname that's given you. Usually you have two options when a nickname comes your way. Embrace it is number one, or move to another state where they don't know you. Those are the options when it comes to a nickname. Because sometimes a nickname is a nickname you want. Sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, I don't like this. I had the nickname The Cheese once. And that's for a story for another day. But it's what it is.
The Cheese.
That's not the
point
now.
There are so many reasons it could be that.
100%.
The point is that there's a viral clip of a two-year-old calling his father something that is not father or dad, and it's they cannot get this child to call dad anything else other than what his mom calls his dad, which is babe.
The two-year-old is calling his dad babe?
Babe! And he's like, no, daddy! And he's like, okay, babe. You can't pick your nickname. When it comes to you and it's picked for you, it is yours now.
That is borderline adorable and terrifying. Yeah.
A child gives a nickname and it sticks. My children are 10, 9, and 7, and recently they've given me a couple of different nicknames. Okay. My son will call me Big Guy.
All right.
He'll go, all right, Big Guy, it's just you and me. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. You're right. It is.
I am larger than you.
And then they've also been calling me Vader.
There are all kinds of reasons that could be.
They've been watching all of the Star Wars movies.
Are you a murderous fiend with a glowing stick?
No, I'm asthmatic. Oh. And their father, which is what Vader means. Apparently, that's what they say. I'm assuming that they're correct. But has a child ever given you a nickname? 614-479-1049. Josh, you got a nickname from a kid?
Yeah, when my nephew, who's an adult now, but when he was little, he couldn't say Josh. He couldn't form it, so he called me Joe.
Yeah.
Which was cute.
Okay.
But it was even better. I was, my wife, who was my fiance at the time, he called me Joe, and then he looked at her. You can see him putting, like, is the wheels are spinning. He looked, and he points at her and goes, Pretty Joe.
Pretty Joe!
Because he couldn't say Jennifer if he couldn't say Joe.
Yeah.
So he called her Pretty Joe.
Adorable. We were like,
it hasn't stuck, but it stuck for a little while.
Yeah,
and
that's
we all really like that.
My little three-year-old niece just recently gave me a nickname. It was the holidays and her birthday, so I kept showing up with gifts.
Ooh.
And I turned into Hanta.
Yes!
I am now the Hannah version of Santa Claus. Panda.
So beautiful.
You're going to have to eat quite a few more cookies and milk, though, to match the entire persona.
Don't speak that over me. Do not.
All right, it's your turn. What nickname has a child given you?
It's the River Morning Show with Josh, Chad, and Hannah.
Once you start doing the life math, you realize that there are so many different stages inside of life.
Mm-hmm.
There's different stages of life, like infancy, early childhood, adolescence, etc. There's different stages. The album from Rush from 98. The Rush band, you know? Okay, never mind. Misjoke. There are other stages, like the different stages of grief.
Mm-hmm.
And then this I found today, and this is the most significant list of stages that you go through. And they're the five stages of waking up.
Oh, goodness. All right.
I wondered where you were going with this.
The first stage is denial.
Yes.
I don't want to wake up, especially if it's to an alarm. There is no worse way to wake up than to an alarm.
I would you have children, I have children. The worst way to wake up is...
That is alarming, and I retract my statement. That is the worst sound. Secondly, bargaining. You're like, stage of bargaining, I want... 5 more minutes? Can I hit snooze? 7 more minutes?
Oh, so many times.
Used to not be a snoozer, but recently I've been hitting the snooze button, and it's becoming a problem.
Oh.
Not a stage that I love. Anger is the next stage.
Stage absolutely. Of waking up.
Anger. You see red.
Yep. And especially if your alarm clock is red.
Well,
or if your kid had Kool-Aid before they started
making
that.
Oh,
it's another stage you don't want to have.
I know I started it, but you didn't have to finish that.
The fourth stage of waking up is coffee.
Yes.
And
yes.
The
love
last
that.
Stage is acceptance. Mm.
The world can feel so divided.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone standing on different sides.
Right.
So today, the River Morning Show is going to add to the chaos.
Why not?
There was one of two ways to go.
We're adding to it today.
We'll promote unity or we're going to make it worse.
The exactly. American way.
One of the most disputed topics out there. What is your preferred brownie?
What do you mean?
Edges?
Oh, yeah.
Or middle?
Oh, well, this isn't a divisive thing.
This is easy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Josh is right. It's easy. It's the middle. It's the best part.
What?
It's the best part.
What do you mean it's the...
Hands down, it's the best edges. Part.
And the chaos begins.
Seriously, it's the edges, and if you can find a corner piece, all the better. That's two edges in one. Like that, what do you mean the middle?
The middle part is gooey, and you don't get a lot of the middle part.
Right.
People are all adding it to their corner pieces or the edge pieces.
I love this.
I'm a black and white thinker, and the middle is the mushy middle, and that I don't like that in life, and I don't like that on my brownie pan either.
Okay, so I've got some facts to present.
Okay.
Some reasons why the edge is, in fact,
that's,
the superior
yes.
piece.
That okay, is
that's
right.
A, that's fine. Facts share your lies.
Say it why. Louder for the you dude can, in the back.
You edges are the superior facts. Brownie.
No.
Because of the texture.
Yes.
The brownies are soft by nature, so you want to mix it up and have that crisp edge that really adds to the experience. And it's like it's meeting two cravings at once. Kind of like a potato chip, a crunch.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And the gooey.
Then like, get a potato chip and eat it with your brownie.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would actually be. Ooh, new thing. Snack time later. But you can get it all in the brownie. With just the crisp edge and the gooey center of that edge.
That's the thing. When you're talking about the soft, mushy middle of the brownie, it goes too fast. You don't even need teeth for that. You just like...
That's what I'm saying.
And you're done.
You've got to just scoop out the middle.
Right.
Just throw away the edges. And you can eat all of the middle.
The edges are like the crust of the pizza. You can hold it that way.
Exactly. Like, okay. You can walk around better with the edge of a brownie.
Why are you exercising while you're eating brownies?
You're not exercising. You're just doing a kitchen run. You pass by the pan, you grab another one.
I'm going to settle in, eat my brownie with a spoon.
I will say this, and this may sway you, Chad, because the edges of the brownie are better than the middle. The edges are better in ice cream.
Yes. Thank
See?
You.
Right.
They are.
Right.
They hold up better. It doesn't just fall apart into
just
the ice cream.
Chocolate chip ice cream. You crazy people.
The point is that delicious browniness. And if I wanted that goo, I would just eat the batter, which guess what? I'd do that too. So, win-win.
Do you have a pan that's small enough that it's only edges? Like
no, but I've seen those.
Yeah, you need
Genius.
To do it.
Some people
Next
just
Christmas.
Want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, I want to watch my brownie actually get cooked. Thank you.
You can join the conversation. Be a part of the controversy, the debate that is, what is the superior brownie, edges or middle? 614-479-1049.
I may not know you well, but I'll bet I know this about you. You feel guilty. You know what you've done. And you know God knows what you've done. Now, before you flash back to your mom or your dad wagging their finger at you, just making you feel bad for what you've done, I want you to know I'm sitting in that timeout with you. I intimately understand what this is about. I feel like I was born with a perpetually guilty conscience. Fear and shame has been a part of my story for as long as I can remember. It's been an uphill battle for me to believe the true things about myself and not believe the lies and self-hatred and loathing and all of these things where I look at myself and I go, why are you the way you are? Or maybe I look at myself and go, why are you? I mean, let's just be real honest about it. What's the purpose? What's the point if you're so bad? So if you feel like that and you've oftentimes wondered, like, if there's nothing else I can do except stuff this and just try to move on. It's actually pretty simple, and I'm not making light of it at all. It's taken me a long time, a long, long time to understand and believe. I mean, it's so simple, in fact, we oftentimes won't trust it. We can't believe God is this good. But in the Bible, 1 John 1:9 has the answer. It says, if we confess our sins to him, it means tell God what you did. Tell God what you're thinking and feeling. If we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all wickedness. He will. He promises. He is faithful, and it's the just thing to do. It's the right thing to do. That's the trigger for me that helped me understand, like, not only will God do it, he doesn't do it because he has to. He does it because it's the right thing to do. Jesus took your punishment on the cross. He took mine. Mm-hmm. And so when we tell God, I'm sorry for this thing I've done, or this thought that I let linger there, or for this activity I've been involved in, restoration is what God loves. The only thing he loves more than restoration is you.
It's something we've all experienced, and probably you remember that time that talking was hard, and you were like, this is difficult.
I mean, that's you every other day. Really.
Well, literally, I'm still practicing even now. This is practice for talking. And so it's understandable that a child would call you something that is not your name. Maybe it's close to your name, or maybe it's something altogether that they associate with you. Maybe it's Vader. My children have been calling me Vader recently.
That's very interesting that they would take, like, the worst of the worst and apply that to you.
Mm. Yeah, they've heard me sleep, so I think they're like, that is my father. There's a two-year-old on the internet who's gone viral for calling his dad Babe, because that's what mom calls dad,
that's
and so
we
just assume that's the name. So what is a child nicknamed you? 614-479-1049. Go ahead, John.
My standard name, the default is Poppy.
Okay.
But the new name is Big Fella.
Big Fella.
What up, Big Fella?
Oh, man. That's how old are they?
There's 12 of them.
Jeez.
we have them going from 2 all the way up to 15.
Okay.
Yeah, and with that many, there's no way you're fighting off that nickname. It's going to stick.
Okay, fella. And then next question is, how big are you?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Don't answer that.
Wow.
Yeah. John, thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate you, big fella.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
Kidolingo.
Kids have wild imaginations, to the point that they make up words to name their made-up animals, inventions, and foods.
It's a weird cycle.
It is. So this is a little bit of a different take on the normal kiddo lingo.
Okay.
This is, can you guess what a kiddo's made-up creation is based on what they named it?
Immediately no, but I'll
try.
We're
going to see.
So it's not a real thing.
Right.
It's
not a real thing.
The kid made up and then named this made-up thing.
Correct.
I'll be great at this.
So let's see which one of you, Chad, has a more childlike sense of wonder and imagination.
You have
Chad.
Something in your throat.
Yeah. Let's take a sip of coffee real quick. Okay. So we'll see which one of you can get most of these right or any of them right.
Okay, let's see.
The first made-up word is the fluffer nutter fly.
The fluffer nutter fly?
Okay, a fluffer nutter is peanut butter and marshmallow cream. So is it a fly that gets stuck in that?
I'm going
Let
with
me see
that.
What,
I have
what Josh
no
can
idea
come up
what
with.
A fluffer nutter is. It's like, it's got to be a pillow shaped like a butterfly. But it's not a real thing. I don't know.
I'm going to give it to Chad.
What?
You got close with that whole marshmallow peanut butter thing.
Yeah.
It's a butterfly with wings made of marshmallow fluff.
Okay. Of course it is.
Okay.
Naturally.
As one would dream
okay,
about.
Okay, so one to Chad. Second one. What is Pillowtropolis?
Pillowtropolis. It is a city made of pillows.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes,
can't
there
even
we
give
go.
You a chance there, Chad, because you got it.
That was very
perfectly.
Obvious. So just grab the low-hanging fruit.
Kiddo lingo.
That's fine. We're tied, pal.
Trying to guess what a kiddo's creation is based on what they named it. Next one is the Chocolaca Raptor.
Chocolaca.
It's obviously a chocolate dinosaur that has survived years on nothing but Hershey bars.
Yeah, I would say it's mom after you eat her candy and she finds out.
She's a chocolate. That's right, actually. Can I
both
change
my... Both are close. Chad's is closer. It's okay. A dinosaur with an insatiable love for chocolate.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So 2 to Chad, 1 to Josh. 4th one, we have 5. The Wigglepuff.
The Wigglepuff?
Mm-hmm.
It is a snack that... I'm thinking like a gummy worm, but it's a cheese puff that wiggles.
Wow, a wiggle puff.
A wiggle puff.
I think it's when you put your dog in a pillowcase. And he's just like trying to get out, and it's like, what's happening?
Neither of you get that.
I'm getting such a visual.
Really?
I didn't like that.
I'm not close on that.
No. Wigglepuff is a dance move that involves wiggling and puffing air.
Okay. Neither.
So still 2-1.
I can tie with this one.
Last one. Please make up for that one. Kiddo lingo, trying to figure out what a kid's creation is based on what they named it.
Mm-hmm.
The Sparkle Quack.
Sparkle Quack.
It's a duck dipped in glitter.
It's a bedazzled duck. It's probably hurt. I don't know.
I guess I have to give it to Chad because he kind of said it first.
What?
It's a duck that leaves a trail of glitter behind as it waddles, making ponds a little bit more magical.
This is quacked up.
What did that duck eat if that's what it's leaving behind?
The things we don't question, gosh, just let
just
it go.
Put the duck in a pillowcase.
Sorry. No! You can play this weird version of Kiddo Lingo, 614-479-1049.
Kids ask it all the time, and often repeatedly, and it can be kind of unending, and that can be kind of terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
The question is why?
Oh.
Why?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why? And then you answer, and they're like, but why? And then you answer that, and they're like, why? And
yes.
So it just never, ever quits. So I want to turn it, to grown-ups. And I'm gonna ask you the question, why are you doing what you're doing right now? Why are you listening to The River? And when you hear The River is listener supported, why do you give financially? Corey has that answer. Go ahead.
Seems like whenever I'm down, just the right song pops on and it just kind of touches my heart.
Dude, I love it. So, Corey, that's kind of your why. But as other people are hearing your story, and maybe they're looking at it going, why would I give financially to a radio station? Like, what would you say to them?
I want to encourage anyone, if God puts it on your heart to share, please do so, because this is a wonderful radio station to listen to. Helps you whenever you're down and puts me in a better mood.
Thank you so much, Corey. And you can join him in generosity right now when you give at givetotheriver.com.
All right, if you've made it this far, really good news. You are probably a fan of the River Morning Show weekly podcast. It happens weekly, by the way.
Every week.
Every single week. So if you've made it to this point of the show, there's no golden egg, there's no like major prize, but would you do us a favor? It is going to be about us, and this is going to be a weird request, but would you like and rate this show wherever you're listening right now? Because nobody wants to listen to like a 1-star show. Would you rate it like 5 stars or something? Like that's a high, like 4.5 over 4?
And yeah, it's a 4 above would be fine. I don't want to ask for perfection.
Yeah.
Peer pressure. But also, if that's the way you feel.
Yeah.
Let it be known.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.